T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Royals baseball today, a 3:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio, where someone earlier said, so it's National Carrington Day off. Yeah, usually so. I don't think he'll, even if the game goes fast.
Yep.
He'll make sure Biggs here.
He'll make sure somebody else is doing his job.
So yes, you're absolutely correct. 3:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern's got you started at 2. The extended pre is fully underway today.
Underway right
and
now,
Cody yeah. and Gold will be broadcasting live from the ballpark coming up at 10 o'clock.
A friend of mine just texted me, my friend Tony. He goes, you guys forgot to complain about the grass seed and how the 50-50 blend is rigged.
That's a different day. We're complaining about food today. Complaining about food today.
My first response was, it is? Because I've got some of that 50-50 blend. I'm trying to grow a shade sun lawn. It's not right.
Well, which is it, shade or sun?
Some of the lawn is in the sun, right. Some of it's in the shade.
Depending
right?
on when the sun sets. Yeah, you know, it's right, like, yeah, they're screwing you.
I'm just
right.
going to throw all the That's grass true. Seed I have That's down. True. The hell with it. Yeah. I don't care.
You just overdo it and see what comes
see
up.
See what happens. Yeah.
I did look
to buy those green things you can roll out and just water the green turf, you know, and it grows.
What about the spray one? The spray
paint
one?
That's what I'm talking about. No, it's the roll.
Because I still want to do the spray
one. The spray one. I didn't see that at Menards.
You know the one?
Yeah, God, yeah, I do. Yeah,
where they were growing out on concrete. In the commercial.
I
still want to try that.
Yeah,
try that. But it's like $20 a bottle or something like that. You're like, okay, this better. I better get this right.
Yeah, this rollout grass was not cheap.
I want to try it though. I think it's the next. That's the next adventure.
It's the next wave. Right?
All right, I blew it yesterday.
That's nothing new.
We had a tennis meet yesterday. Coach Josh was in full effect yesterday.
I was
responsible for 21 teenagers yesterday.
Where was the other coach?
Well, he had the varsity. I had the JV group.
Okay, 21.
I had 21 kids
good.
Yesterday.
All right.
Yeah. Completely outnumbered, mm-hmm. right? And then being a parent, I should already know this. And so if you don't, this is for all parents as well. If you don't specifically say you can't do this, the assumption is you can.
Well, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah, that's parenting 101.
And I got totally burned by this yesterday. I made sure guys go to school in uniform. This is when we're getting out of school. This is the lineup. Make sure you have your make sure you have your rackets and your water bottles.
Your shoes.
And your shoes.
You really went through all of that. Oh
yes, you
God.
Have to. You have to.
You have to.
You have to. You have to. You have to, right?
Even in high school, they're still idiots.
Oh, gosh, yes. Especially the boys.
Yeah, the boys are dumb, man. Yeah. I realize it now. Thank
God
I've got
girls. I should know this from parenting. I have to do all of this. Because last year, somebody said, "Did you enjoy coaching?" I said, "Yeah, I did. I'll probably do it again." And they said, "Well, what'd you like best about it?" I go, "I can tell you what I liked worst about it is I didn't realize that I had 20 of what I already have at home, and have to talk them through where are your socks, and don't leave that there." So yesterday we're at the meet, and I'm getting guys on their courts, and you know, the rest of the team was sitting on the bleachers nicely. They were having a good time. They weren't causing a problem. Cool. Great. At one point, I hear a little, they're getting a little louder over there. And then they're kind of giving one of the courts a hard time. Our guys are kind of giving our guys.
It's all right. Yeah.
Go by and like, you know, what's exactly going on? And they're like, nothing. I'm like, okay, great. What's going on?
What's the real deal here?
And I look, and the two players that were on the court, I won't name you by name, but you know who you are. And we're going to go over it today.
Chad or Brad or that.
Cletus ain't playing tennis.
No. Damn.
They were in the midst of their doubles match.
Somebody pooped their pants?
But they had ordered DoorDash.
Oh, geez. To the meat?
To the meat. And, of course, the other boys got it, and they were starting to eat it. So one of them ordered a gigantic pizza. Like a full, like the biggest large you could get.
You wonder why America's screwed.
And not just a, like, here's our Happy Meal, or here's the one, a gigantic McDonald's bag.
Like the grocery size
McDonald's bag and an extra large pizza during the match.
I love everything about this.
And
we've all lived. I mean, this sounds just like, can we order?
Because I didn't say you. No, you shouldn't do this because I didn't think I had to.
Well, you don't know what you don't correct. Know what you can't do until somebody does it. Then you know you
correct.
Can't do that, right? Like, why would you think in a tennis match where you're supposed to be focused on the event, nitwits are going to order DoorDash?
We're going to have the discussion of most of them play other sports. Would any of your other have you ever ordered a pizza during the halftime of a soccer match? No.
No.
Have you had one delivered between quarters of your basketball game? No.
No.
Why the hell are you doing it here?
Right.
So I'm having that one. That's the come to
hell yeah.
Come to Klingler meeting.
Yep.
That's coming. But
can you record this so we can run it tomorrow on the show?
So I had to. I mean, part of me was like, damn, that's funny. I mean, that was the first reaction.
Right, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, no, this can't. It can't open the door for us.
No, because, I mean, once that door is open, forget about it. I mean, there are going to be food trucks at the next event.
The two that were playing obviously ordered it, but then the other guys were eating it as a prank. Like,
well, how are these guys ordering it if they're playing tennis?
They apparently must have ordered it before they went on the court.
Gotcha.
Idle time.
But I will say, are you focused on the match sir?
And then, you know how school campuses are. I mean, there's roads in, and this is the bus route, and this is the parent route.
Oh, they're awful. And I will tell you, at Blue Valley Northwest the other day, if they got me on security camera, I went off-roading on your sidewalks because I was lost.
Right?
But it's ridiculous the way they have these parking lots designed now.
The other coach says, yeah, I saw it as it was happening. I didn't want to say anything to you. I'm like, okay. The DoorDash guy rolled right up to the court.
Well, good. That's what he's supposed to. Got a good tip, I bet.
And so I said, I hope you guys tipped him well. And I said, we did, coach. And I said, okay. And then a little while later, because some of the kids ate part of the pizza, he ordered another one. And the DoorDash guy drives up to the court again. And I see him hand the pizza out the window. I go, you did not. But because I didn't say you can't do it, it happened.
Was that Dean or Preston who ordered that pizza?
It was, I'm not naming names. They know who they are. And so.
What about Willem? Willem probably ordered that, right?
One of the other kids earlier had said, hey, coach, you bring any snacks? And I go, no. And he goes, why not? I go, because you're not eight. I figured that was a valid response.
No orange slices and
right.
Capri
Suns. So it dawned on me, I said that earlier. So like, well, fine, we're ordering DoorDash then. Like that, I had totally opened the door for it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So some of the parents are like, well, do we need to bring? I said, we're there for 2 hours. No, I don't think
you're. Are we back to parents now cutting up orange slices?
And I'm like, if you guys want to, I'm not saying no, but you don't need to. You had lunch and you're at this event. You don't need a snack. You can wait till dinner.
Oh, my God.
So now today I have to have the discussion of, all right, DoorDashing's not happening again.
And then you're going to have to deal with the mothers who are pissed off that you're not letting their kids eat.
Then they can bring it. I don't care. You can bring it. I don't care about that part. But
you're going to have to take away their phones, bro.
I know.
And their tablets.
Oh, you take away their phones. I know. Who's going to go
that's,
up now?
That's what my wife said. She goes, well, you just have to collect the phones from the meat stars. I'm like, I am not doing that.
Oh,
I'm just not. I am not doing that. There is some idle time. I don't mind if you're on your phone or, but I just didn't expect that DoorDash was rolling up to a tennis meet. Like, hey, you might order a pizza here.
Yeah, it's not like it's a track meet.
He's on court four. Would you go deliver that to him, please?
Marshall, your pizza's here.
But even track meets, you know, that's, you know, the track meets are long, right?
Yeah, they're 5-6 hours.
They're long and there's some idle time. But even then, like, that better not. You better not be doing that there either, you know?
Skyler, did you order McDonald's?
Yeah. So hopefully there's orange slices and Capri Suns today and we can get back to normal.
Hey, Brighton, your Wendy's is here.
We can get back to normal. So I, too, personally, I feel like I actually failed. I actually failed that situation because I didn't say, no, you shouldn't be doing this ahead of time.
Hudson, did you order Raisin Cane's again?
And the other coach, she was funny. She's like, yeah, there's nothing really close to here. I mean, that's pretty ambitious that they got that guy to come deliver it out here, and then they made it all the way to the courts. I'm like, you're not helping.
No. Parker!
You just think this is funny because it's not your team.
Parker!
He's so funny.
Your Chick-fil-A's here!
So, today, boys, you're probably already in school, but if you're listening on the Odyssey app, we ain't door dashing today.
From the 620, society is screwed. I'm with you.
Brad, your Bristol is here.
Did somebody DoorDash the Bristol? Oh, wait, you aren't in Leawood.
So we got another meet today. I gotta test myself again today.
Round two.
I got to test myself again today. My terrible.
You have your pregame speech
coach
ready?
/parenting.
Forbes! Your kava arrived.
But it's not like any other parent, like your kid's going, I'm hungry. You're hungry. You just ate 5 minutes ago. Like, and then one mom, I started with one, she's like, I pack him extra stuff in his lunch. And I go, I know. And he probably eats it before 11 o'clock, right? Because that's what our kids do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Conrad's mom?
You have it spread out. Right. Here's your lunch. Make sure you pack a little extra something because you got a game after school. Yeah, but I was hungry before 11. You know, sorry. Got to make it work.
Yeah. From the 620, make sure you say no DoorDash or Uber.
Yeah,
Eats
right.
Or
right.
Grubhub.
Right. Right.
Yes. You're
or
right.
Any of, you know, any of the existing food delivery services.
Right.
Or your friend.
Right.
Your friend can't deliver it to you either.
There's Pierce! Got a pizza for Pierce? What's on that pizza? All vegetables, no meat.
I doubt it.
Pierce is gluten-free, so he needs the gluten-free pizza.
And then we had the kid who left with his parents, because I gave him the out. You can go with your parents who are at the meet, and then promptly left his backpack with his computer and all of his school supplies in it, and then I couldn't get a hold of him
because everything was there that you had. You were calling the phone and it was ringing in your hand.
Maybe. And I'm like, I'm out of this one.
From the 913, LOL. My nephew is Hudson, but he's not getting Raisin Cane's because he's a vegetarian.
There's a bold prediction involving the Royals that, while it would be bold, I don't think it's bold enough. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
I'm reading the text line about all this food and whatnot and people went through to get food back in the day. And this one kind of sparked me for a little bit from the 785. I had a girlfriend that liked me way too much in high school, and she would bring me food in the dugout, and all of my teammates were jealous. This was 1999. And it got me to think about high school. There was this girl, Marcy, who used to sneak out all the time and go to McDonald's and get everybody cheeseburgers. And I go, how are you doing this? She goes, oh, I'd bribe the rent-a-cop. With a cheeseburger.
Genius.
Worked every time.
Genius.
Except if it was the over-officious rent-a-cop. You know, you got that guy, right, who's like, he thinks he's important. Dude, you're like a mall cop at best, okay? So you're sitting there in the school parking lot. Just take the cheeseburger bribe and look the other way.
Didn't you always feel like they were watching?
Always, even if they were.
No, they weren't.
No, they were sleeping. Yeah, like you look back on it now and you're like,
yeah,
that
they weren't
guy,
paying attention to you. It was all for show.
Yeah, it really was. Sometimes it wasn't even a real person.
We got a good thanks, coach. It said just thanks, coach. Yeah, that's good. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. And then this one from the 816. This has all been really rich coming from the sideline reporter rating the snack table at halftime. Touche. Touche.
So I said,
I'll
really
Uber Eats them some mayo dogs, maybe for the meat today. Yeah, you're probably
good.
Right. It was a little pot kettle, but anyway.
Well, whatever. Anyway. You're the coach. They're the kid. You don't do what I
That's
do.
Right.
Do what I say.
That's right.
Coach, you're the guy on the radio talking about putting mayo on a hot dog, and you're mad at us.
And a quick little 12-minute halftime, you run up to the tunnel to go get. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Real rich coming from you, coach.
That's good. So CBS Sports had a bold prediction. Bold prediction, Bob, for every major league team.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the one they had for the Royals because it's not enough.
Okay.
Cole Reagans will start the All-Star game.
That's cool.
It's great. It's okay.
If he's starting the All-Star game, that means we're in good position. What do you want, to guess a record? That's lame. Cole Reagans pitching the All-Star.
I'd rather him.
I think they'll go 73-89.
Plus, I don't want individual ones either. I hope that individual one would mean that there is team success as well.
If Cole Reagans is starting the All-Star game, things are going well, I think, anyway.
I don't know. He pitches one every 5 days. I don't know.
But that means they're getting the attention. Like, teams that are bad, even if they have, like, good players, don't get noticed in baseball. They just don't, right? If you're winning games and you got players doing well, people will start to notice you a little bit more if ESPN allows it when they're not talking about the Jets over-under at 6.5 today.
What was the record of the Zach Greinke, the Cy Young team?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. You know what I mean?
Did he start the All-Star game?
I don't know if he started the All-Star. No, I don't think so. No, because I don't think their last All-Star,
Well, let me ask you this, though. There's
87 is the only time a Royals pitcher started the All-Star game. But I'm saying, you said, you know, if they're having great individual performances, usually means a team. We saw it firsthand. It didn't, right?
Well,
it was Greinke having a ridiculous season, right?
But did they have anybody else on that team? I mean, I'm pulling up the Royals stats right now. They were 65-97.
Right. But you had the best pitcher in baseball that year. You know what I mean? So it doesn't necessarily equate to that. I want more team. You know, give me a team bold prediction. Like Cole Reagans leads the Royals to the postseason or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I see.
If he starts the All-Star game, that's a nice little tip of the cap to you for a midsummer game involving one of our players. I don't think that's enough.
Okay, so let's look at that 2009 team. The starting catcher was Miguel Olivo, okay? Miguel Olivo was the starting catcher. Salvi's better than Miguel Olivo, right? First base, your starter that day, Billy Butler, okay? I think Vinny's got much better upside than Billy Butler does, but we don't know. Could be one of the same,
I don't know
right?
that yet.
We don't know that.
Billy was good.
Second base, Alberto Chiaspo.
Stole base, too.
Yeah, he did. Alberto Chiaspo versus Robert Massey, okay? I'm going to take Massey probably over Chiaspo.
What if Francisco... Cortez is
could be the guy. Yeah, could be the guy. But I mean, that year Chiasso hit 300. Unesky Betancourt at shortstop or Bobby Witt Jr.?
I'm Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah.
Tehen at third or Michael Garcia? Michael Garcia to me is one of the like the four untouchables that this team has. So
I hope that last year was the start of something. Yeah,
here's your outfield.
I don't know though.
David DeJesus, Mitch Meyer, and Jose Guillen are your outfield.
Oh, I really believed in Jose Guillen.
Yeah, we did. And Mike Jacobs was your DH that day. The team also
Jacobs was an incredible 4A player.
Yeah, he really was. 228 hitter that year. Your bench featured the likes of Willie Bloomquist, Coco Crisp, John Buck, a young Alex Gordon still playing third base, Mike Aviles, Josh Anderson, Luis Hernandez.
I'm not saying, but it doesn't always
quit. Finkel.
Playing in the All-Star game doesn't necessarily equate to that being a better team. It means that one guy had a really individual good first half.
But I think
I'm hoping it leads to other things, but that's not a guarantee.
No, there's no guarantees. But I think like what I'm getting at here, and people aren't going to like this. You're the Royals, okay? It's hard to do anything in the national spotlight because you're not the Yankees or you're not the Dodgers. It just is, right? And so I would think that it's going to be so hard for the Royals to get anybody in position to start in the All-Star game because, you know, Gerrit Cole, bum elbow and all, will probably get the nod over Cole Reagans. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the Royals are going to have to be so extremely good, and Cole Reagans is going to have to be so extremely awesome for them to give him the opportunity to do it because he doesn't play on one of the premier teams in baseball that they want to push during the All-Star game.
I hope you're right. I was just hoping to see bold prediction would be, you say win the division.
Yeah.
Winning the division would be great. I'm not counting on them to win the division. Get in a playoff spot. Get in a playoff position. Make the playoffs. Doesn't have to win the division. Looks like you probably have to coming out of the Central, but be in wild card consideration.
Right.
I'd take that over Cole Reagans starting the All-Star game.
You don't believe that they're going to win the division this year?
I don't think so.
162-0 doesn't get you the division?
It does. Okay. I don't think they're winning the division, no.
You don't think they're going to go 162-0 either, probably?
I do not. No,
what
no
a
I do not. I do
I
not.
Mean, come on, man.
I do not. But and I don't think they're winning the division. But can you get yourselves in, again, striking distance of a wild card?
Yeah.
Like legitimate where we don't have to squint. Where you go, oh, yeah, they're in the mix at the end. That'd be awesome.
If the Royals get off to a good start today, and obviously today determines the entire season, and if they don't win today, somebody better be cut or fired after this game. That's why you have an off day tomorrow to reassess.
Yes, right. To retool your roster.
Reassess your cut. They got to send a message. If you don't win today, you need to send a message. Cut somebody.
Retool that roster.
Right? And if the Royals get off to a good start today, then they got the off day, which always sucks. And then you carry it forward, and you're a couple of weeks into the season, and Cole Reagans is like 2-0 with a sub-3 ERA. The buzz will start to pick up, and if he continues to do it, the buzz will continue to grow. If the Royals continue to win, the buzz will continue to grow. So I think the way to get him to start that All-Star game, that means the way that I translate it is that the Royals are having some really
good
success.
They have enough pub to get him pushed there.
Yes.
Otherwise, Zach Greinke didn't start that All-Star game. That
and he won the Cy Young.
He probably, I don't know, we'd have to go and look the box score. I'm not going to, but, you know, he probably pitched in the fourth.
Right.
Right. He wasn't the guy.
Who knows? Yeah.
He was probably the other guy. Meanwhile, the Chiefs are getting weird, and I love it. They signed a rugby dude. Awesome.
Yeah.
Why not have a rugby player return kicks or be part of the new kickoff system? I don't know. I don't exactly know how they're going to use the guy, but I'm kind of intrigued. Louis Rhys-Zamet or Louis Rhys-Zamet signed with the Chiefs yesterday. Rugby star who was entering the international pathway program,
which is basically a free roster spot. So you go ahead and you take advantage of it. I like this. This is fun.
He's not on the surface. I was thinking, oh my gosh, there's a short yardage guy. Selfishly, I'm like, what do they need? Oh, short yardage guy. Can we, you know, that's fourth and one guy. Okay, cool.
And he doesn't wear a helmet because he's a rugby player.
So I know he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Sir, you need your helmet. I'm good.
I'm not wearing my helmet.
No helmet.
He's a tough guy. Plays rugby. I'm all in. They're a little wacky too.
Right. Yeah. Right? Oh yeah.
So the belief is it's going to be a running back / wide receiver. I'm a little conflicted though when I watch his tape. Because, yes, I mean, his tape, by his tape, I mean, videos posted on X yesterday. That's what I mean by tape. It wasn't, you know, an in-depth thing, but
you didn't go down to the library and read a video like on this guy.
He can get, when you get him the ball on the edge after five pitches to get it to him in rugby, you know, you keep throwing it to your neighbor. He has some breakaway speed.
I think the players in the NFL are faster.
But
than
I'm like, is that translate to the NFL at all?
No.
Because you don't get to the edge. Andy Reid's a master at offense. Maybe he gets something where five passes then gets him the ball on the edge, and he's open to break away from everybody. But his
I think you just actually stumbled on something.
His rugby video is pretty great.
I honestly think
he's got a nose for the end zone.
You just stumbled on something that I don't think you even thought of.
The Andy Reid five pass?
Yeah. Andy Reid's not bringing this guy in for the ability to play. He's bringing in to pick his brain about offensive tactics. Like, what did you use in rugby that we could use in the NFL? You know that conversation's going to take place.
I wouldn't hate it.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. You are going to see some sort of rugby play that a fan of what are the New Zealand All Blacks? Like, that's the big rugby team, right? You're going to look at that and you're going to, wait a second. Andy, where did you get that play? It's not the 1927 Rose Bowl. No, we took that from the New Zealand All Blacks because this guy that we had in training camp that was a rugby player showed us this play and showed us what worked for him, and we stole it.
Sure. I'm all for that.
Right?
They tried these new special teams rules, right? We're doing something different with the kickoff. All right, well, let's try to do something different. We'll try to steal something with rugby. I don't know.
You get a 17th practice squad guy, right?
Yeah, it's like a free spot.
Yeah. So if you're not taking advantage of this, you're dumb. You're just dumb. There's no reason not to take advantage of
this.
Might
as well try it.
Right. And so he also visited the Browns, the Jets, and the Broncos. And over those three, of course, you're going to choose the Chiefs. But, you've got a situation where you're getting a free player. And as we know in the NFL, they always complain. There's not enough players, not enough players, not enough players, not enough players. You got a free player. Utilize that spot.
I already told his agent I'm only playing for the Chiefs. That's what sources have said.
Yeah, right.
It's like, I'm not going to the Jets.
And they can bring him to the active roster a maximum of three times throughout the season. So
it's like a free spot.
It's a free spot on your board. It's your center square.
And if
it
works, great. And if not,
it's the Shadow Stevens of football.
So Louis Reese Zammit, who in one of the highlights I heard the guy say Reese Lightning, which I really do like too.
Yeah, from
he might already got a nickname. And I don't know. Guy ran over the goal line of whatever we call it in rugby a lot of times in the videos I saw yesterday on X.
Or he's a guy that's so fast for rugby when he gets to the NFL, he's just like a guard pulling and he gets eliminated at the line of scrimmage. One way or the other. Yeah.
So he knows where the activation zone is, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. He may be limited to just the activation
zone. Or the landing strip.
But the landing zone he might not be in. I don't know.
From the 620, I'm thinking they're bringing him in to boost morale because I'm sure the Chiefs locker rooms are better than the rugby locker rooms. Wow, look what you guys have. This is awesome.
You guys have helmets and everything. We don't even get helmets over there. You guys have pads? Our team won't even give us pads.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
From the 913, Tush Push guy. Maybe you use him in the short yardage situation, right?
Oh, maybe.
And again, he doesn't wear a helmet, so he can't wear one in the NFL, they said, right?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It's part of the international pathway.
He's like the Craig McTavish of the NFL.
The rules you're coming from whatever you're coming
That's
from.
That's exactly right.
I think.
Yeah, he's grandfathered in. No helmet.
Yeah.
No helmet
so,
for you.
Five passes and get it to him on the edge. I think he's got the chance.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know.
I have no idea. And I don't care either. I'm interested to see. This is fun.
I'm all for
it. This is great.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
And if he makes the practice squad, which he probably should if he got that extra spot on the practice squad, right? We're going to see this guy in a game. The place is going to go nuts. He's going to get some sort of touchdown that Andy created with some rugby play. Like, I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
You let the rugby guy score. Yeah, he told us about this play that they ran in New Zealand, and we're doing it.
Yeah. And then he's still on the roster late in the year, like week 14 or 15.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's playing quarterback
and
maybe he's the Mahomes.
And then
apparent.
He scores a touchdown or whatever. They're like, oh yeah, we've been working on this for weeks.
Yeah. We've been working on that since March.
Yeah. He's been down at the other end of the field working on this and we got to put in the playbook this week. So
from the 620, he says helmets are for putting food in.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. That guy, they're going to give his cheese helmet. He's going to get loaded up with nachos at the snack bar. They're gonna be like, what are you doing, man? Like,
I don't need no stinking helmet.
Helmet. Goodbye, Creed. You've been replaced by rugby guy from the 620. Can he snap?
I don't know.
Like I said, I mean, five passes, man.
I'm like, just saying, if you go pitch, 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 yeah. pitch, he is gone after
yeah.
that.
After that. Yeah.
I don't know if straight handoff in the backfield, he's gone. But you get him to the edge of a really wide field mm-hmm. and spread that defense out, he's got a shot.
You said your dad's in town?
Which is the hardest thing to do in the NFL, by the way.
You said your dad.
Creating space.
Yeah, creating space. Yes. Because Dexter McCluster, we're still waiting
correct,
for that.
Correct.
You said your dad's in town?
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
We've got family stories. Uh-huh. Here's one from my father this morning. Here's this text. This needed to be sent right now.
During the show, where you know.
During the show.
The show happens the same time every day.
Right, okay, every day, yeah. same time.
Yeah.
Are your chickens at Costco in bags or containers?
Well, it was on his mind right now. So
he needed
send.
To know.
He can't wait for later to get you that.
He can forget that. It's going to slip his mind in about 22 minutes.
Send it when it's on your brain.
Yeah. I am in that mindset, though, now.
So what is the answer? Or what are your chickens?
Last I got one was last week. It was still in a container. They're moving to bags.
So the rotisserie chicken's going in a bag now?
Less packaging, you know.
Instead of the plastic?
Yeah, instead of the plastic container. Save the environment type
but
of thing,
won't that
right?
smear all the juices and stuff all over the bag?
No, it's Costco. They've designed it perfectly. You know they've taken care of everything. I can't wait to see the bag that it's in, right? Chicken in a bag. Who doesn't want that? Mm. But like at 9:30 in the morning, my dad's sitting down going, I don't think he's doing anything. Is your chicken in a bag or in a container over there at the Costco?
Hey, Bobby.
The other part of that story is they've been to Costco yet again.
Yeah.
At 30 miles an hour.
At 30 miles an hour. Yeah, they don't even need gas anymore. They heard there's a free charger.
To save gas. The number still, I don't like it. Still too low.
Too low.
It needs to be a higher number. Next.
Fesco in the morning. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
17:30, I'm like, hey, what's up, hello, since you're pretty, soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll, married to the money, introduced her to my stove, showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low, she my track queen, let her hit the bando, we be counting up, watch how far them bands go, we just set it go.
Megan, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Royals today against the Twins.
They got their opening day roster announced.
3:10, first pitcher on 610 Sports Radio. Vern started at 2.
The opening day roster
is underway. So, the good news is, right?
Right.
26-man roster includes only 7 players who made the Royals opening day roster last season.
Which is outstanding, I think, because they stunk last year. So why would you bring people back?
The season didn't end up great.
Right.
And you turned the thing over. That's a pretty big turnover.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So the only people that are back that were invited back after last season, Jordan Lyles, which, you know, give or take, Brady Singer, Salvi, Vinny, Witt, Kyle Isbell, and MJ Melendez. That's it.
Now, you had some that came up during the year,
But from where we were last year to where we are this year, you've basically turned over the entire roster, which I think is phenomenal, yeah. Ooh, Cole Reagans is making his first start as the opening day starter this year. At 21 career starts, he will be the fourth fewest by any Royals opening day starter in history. More than Brad Keller, Ronelvis Hernandez, and Steve Busby all had fewer starts as a Royal before they made an opening day start.
Okay. He's ascended quickly. Good.
Yeah.
Especially with a couple of veterans there that you could have given the ball to.
You could have, but why?
Yeah. Some first-timers, Alec Marsh, James MacArthur, Matt Sauer, Angel Zerpa, Freddie Fermin, Michael Garcia, my guy Nick Lofton, and outfielders De'Ron Blanco and Nelson Velasquez making their first opening day rosters.
Yeah, Salvador Perez. This one kind of like messed with my brain a little bit. He's making his 10th career opening day start at catcher, extending his franchise record for the position. His 10 career opening day starts at any position are tied with Willie Wilson for 6th most in franchise history, behind George Brett at 18, player we're not naming at 15, Alex Gordon at 13, Hal McRae at 13, and Amos Otis at 12. Only 10 for Salvi. And then you think he did have that one injury where he fell up the stairs carrying groceries or something. And then he came up mid-season in like 2011. So, yeah, you probably think about that, 10. Yeah. That's interesting. I thought it was a lot more than 10. I thought, you know.
Well, it feels like he should be in like the, oh, this is his 15th or whatever.
Yeah.
Because what season's he in now? 12?
5, yeah.
12 seasons?
Something
12
like
years?
That. Yeah, yeah.
One, two.
Seems longer, though, doesn't it?
13, but missed a year.
Yeah.
With the injured elbow, so he missed that year.
That year he missed, then he missed the grocery bag year, yeah. Opening day, and then, of course, he didn't come up to me. So, yeah, so yeah, 10. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I guess that does add up. Yeah. It does add up. So
5 more to go. He ties a guy who ran for office.
Every, like, projection still has. I saw an over-under set at 73.5, but 72 wins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, you have seven holdovers.
Mm-hmm. It's a brand
new
team.
You've revamped the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it okay to throw out, here's what they were last year, versus, and just say, this is a team that you put together that looks like they should be competitive for 500?
Right.
And not, I don't think 72-90 is competitive for 500.
I think 72-90 would be a colossal failure.
Right?
Yeah.
At the end of it, that's not chasing. I mean, maybe you could argue if they did it for a while and had a late fade or whatever, they were chasing 500, but uh-huh. That doesn't feel like you're chasing 500, which I think gets you in line to try to do something.
Right.
Or get within reach of something. You've turned over too many people for me to say, well, that's okay, 72-90.
You made the best analogy.
And spent too much money, really, frankly, to say you made all these investments and you're only going to get 72 wins out of this thing?
Yeah, it doesn't seem right.
You better be shooting higher for that.
But you made the best analogy earlier when you talked about Tyrann Mathieu, and I'm reminding you of your take and saying when he came in here, they revamped that entire defense and they flipped it on its head. Like, you can do that kind of stuff in sports. Like, we have been so beholden to the baseball can't excuses for the last 20 years. And really during the entire tenure of David Glass's ownership, we were told reasons why we couldn't do things instead of looking at ways of why we can do things. And John Sherman has invested money into this team, okay? David Glass never did that. And so we're looking at a situation where we have an owner that's investing money. When you invest money, you can change things around fast. But we've been so beaten down, Josh, as a fan base to believe that we can't win because we didn't win. And just because you didn't do something and you couldn't before doesn't mean with new faces in charge that you can't do something completely different. Q talked about the Giants a couple of years ago being 20 games better than what anybody expected. Arizona Diamondbacks last year. Even the Texas Rangers last year. They were terrible 2 seasons ago. They turned it around. They won the World Series. And so I just think right now the old way of doing baseball where you just tell us about all the prospects and lie to us about all these guys that are eventually going to come up and we can't rush people in order to justify jobs in Major League Baseball, like, those days are done. The expectation is if you're going to come up to the big league level, you're going to play big league baseball. And we need to hold these guys accountable. And I think that's what John Sherman would want as well, to see, yeah, this is what, we're not going 72-90. This isn't the old days where we just opine about how baseball's broken and we can't fix it. No, they went out and spent money this offseason. We should have expectations for them to be good. It is a much better team, a much more veteran team, an experienced team than anything they rolled out there last season. So I see 72-90 and I go, no.
They're not be.
No. No, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Right.
I liked Royals over 73.5.
Mm-hmm.
It was still at -120, but I like over 73.5.
Uh-huh.
Cole Reagans over 199.5 strikeouts. It's a lot of strikeouts.
Right?
He gets 200 strikeouts. That's an awesome year too. +180. I kind of like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Witt Jr. +1600. To lead baseball in hits.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know, 5th or 6th best odds in that to hits. Those are some of my little bets that I kind of like. What about you?
I like +1600 for Cole Reagans to win the Cy Young Award and +1700 for Bobby Witt Jr. to win the MVP. And I like those because they're right at the beginning of the odds. Like, they've got some of the best odds to win those awards. And we haven't been able to say that really since Saber, Hagen, and Brett, you know, back in the day when they had the opportunity to be an MVP and a Cy Young Award candidate. We've got guys that can win the Cy Young Award and guys that can be the MVP for the first time in two generations here in Kansas City. And so that's what I'm excited about. I put $10 on both of those guys to win that. I think that would be awesome. If they're in contention for the MVP and the Cy Young, and we're talking about it all year, that's a hell of a season that we had here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Question from the text line. No Massey, no Waters on the opening day roster. Michael Massey's on the DL with a lower back strain. So he is not starting on the opening day roster. And I guess Hunter Waters didn't earn a spot, you know?
Is he here too? I don't know.
I'm looking at the opening day roster. I don't see Waters.
Hmm.
Does anybody else? Am I missing him?
Well, then they listen by position.
Yeah. Outfielders. Yeah, Drew Waters did not make the roster. Good.
Hmm.
Doesn't deserve to be there. He's not there.
Hmm. But he's not listed as a injured guy. Right?
Not on the DL, no. Hmm. I'm going through the list here.
322, option to AAA, Omaha, 322.
Oh, 322. All right.
So last week, late, he was optioned to AAA.
All right. Yeah. All right. So cool. There you go. Not good enough.
Sometimes it's hard to figure out who's not there.
Yeah.
Who's not there? So good eye by you. Cole Reagans gets the start on opening day. Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, dropped by the show yesterday. He joins us each and every Wednesday at 9 o'clock for his weekly visits, but not keeping too much expectation on Reagans.
You know, what he did for us last year as a team and what he did to put himself on the map was tremendous, but that's all in the past, right? So we're living in today and we're taking it one start at a time. And that's what his mindset is. I mean, I haven't been around too many guys that are as driven as him to continue to get better, not only when he's pitching in games, but behind the scenes, the stuff he does conditioning wise and recovery wise and in his bullpens and his preparation and all that is outstanding. So I don't think it's fair to put a ceiling or an expectation. I just think that every time out there, he's going to give us a chance to win.
Okay. Go do that. I think he's a key to success, not only this year, but in the future as well.
Yeah.
I hate to put a ton, but he needs to be an ace. He just has to. We've been waiting for that.
And the wait's the hardest part.
That young player that breaks through and is the ace. He looked the part, every bit of the part late last year. Got to continue. Waka and Luga, Tamir Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
They got this year and a player option. And we know in baseball, like, this year doesn't even mean this year sometimes.
Right,
you
exactly.
Hope it means this year because that means they're doing stuff. They're the rentals. I need Reagans to be real and not a fallacy. Or I feel like you're back to square zero.
Right.
You're still chasing something you don't have, which is an internal guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I need him to be an ace.
Yeah, exactly. And if he's an ace and he's that Cy Young Award candidate all season long, I think we're probably going to see some good things here in Kansas City. Because you know Waka's going to be good and you know Lugo's going to be good. They're not going to light the world on fire, but they're going to be good. And now with the World Baseball Classic nowhere to be found, hopefully Brady Singer can figure it out. If he doesn't figure it out this year, you got to bounce on that guy.
And you got a lot on Lugo and Waka too.
If they aren't,
good. Then you're
screwed if they're not
trouble.
Good. Yeah. If they're not the guys that you can rely on every fifth day to, you know, end a 3-game losing streak or a 4-game losing streak or whatever the case may be. Like, that's why you brought those guys in to like end that losing, because they didn't have that guy. And then losing begats losing. And then all of a sudden it's 12 in a row. And you're like, what in the hell just went on? And that ruins your entire season. So if you can have Lugo and Waka really step it up and just be those consistent veterans that, you know, you can rely on every time they take the ball and toe the slab, then I think we're going to be okay. I think they're going to be fine. I think it's going to be a fun season. Like, I'm not expecting a World Series this year, but I'm expecting a competitive baseball team that every night you turn on the game and you expect them to win. And we're going to see some growth in some guys this year. And I really want to see, for me, at the end of the season, if we walk away and Bobby Witt is a legit MVP candidate and Cole Reagans and Brady Singer are legit 1 and 2s at the top of your rotation, And the Royals push close to 500, that's a successful season. But this 72-90 nonsense, get that out your mouth, man. Like, seriously, have expectations for this team and let's hold them to it.
They made enough moves that should be better.
Yep.
Should be better, better, better. It starts today. We get our first impressions on a lasting one with the off day tomorrow. But going to be a gorgeous day for baseball today.
Great day for baseball.
High sky, though. Be careful of the high sky. Because, yeah, it's a high sky today. Vern has your pregame coverage at 2. 3:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio for the Royals and Twins. Enjoy opening day. Cody and Gold are out at the K, and they'll be along next here on 610 Sports Radio.
There's a significant wind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.